This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't believe Nancy Pelosi's running for office again at 83 years old. Look, it just, these people, you know how we talk about the three characteristics they have in common? No love of country, no connection to the real world, and they see themselves as kings and queens. This honestly, this goes back to one and three. They see themselves as kings and queens, so she would never step down, right? But more than that, you don't love your country enough to go away? Why can't you go away? You're 83 years old, and the Pelosis are millionaires. Why would you want to be in D.C.? And let me tell you something. Hey, it's just you and me talking. You want to hear the truth? Washington, D.C. sucks. I lived there for almost a year and hated it so much, I quit my job without another job and threw the wife and kids in a minivan and drove across the country without a job looking for work just to escape it. And I know you're going to roll your eyes and laugh at me. I don't care. I'm telling you, the food is horrible for a city of that size. And when I say that to people, especially people from New York or Chicago or Miami, people who have great food options everywhere, LA, big cities, you know, cities have great food options. That's why people choose to live in them. It's half the reason people choose to live in them. People think I'm lying or they think I'm just being a food snob. There is almost nothing redeemable about D.C. The only cool thing about Washington, D.C. is the monuments and the museums and stuff like that. I will admit that stuff is really, really cool. That stuff is cool. Other than that, it sucks. The weather even sucks. D.C. sucks. And yet these people won't leave. They just won't leave us alone. Please retire. Leave. And they won't. Hi, Jesse. I'm 42 years, or after 42 years in the increasingly blue state of Alaska. Oh, that is sad. I have moved to Florida. Oh, you're going to enjoy the summers. Somewhere in that move, I must have missed the "Why are you gay?" soundbite and where it came from. Oh, she's talking about this
Why
one.
Why are you gay?
Where did it come from? Her name is Sherry. Well, okay, let me set this up before we actually play it. This is a video that's 10, 15 years old. What's going on here is this takes place in Uganda. And you can hear the guy's accent. Right?
Why are you gay?
This Ugandan news anchor who very clearly has a more traditional way of looking at the world. We'll put it to you that way. Somebody at the network signed this poor guy up for an interview, an in-studio interview with a transgender activist. And he obviously, the funny part about the entire video, and we're not going to play the whole thing, but we're going to play like a cut up version, a minute and a half of it. But the whole thing's hilarious too. He very clearly doesn't understand at all what he's dealing with. And because he doesn't understand what he's dealing with, he asks questions that are supposedly, they're considered inappropriate today, but he just doesn't, he's flabbergasted. He does not understand at all what he's dealing with. Anyway, Chris, without further ado, would you play this skit, please?
In the studio this morning, one of the gay rights activists, Mr. Should I call you Mr.? Pepe Julian Onzima. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
good morning.
Morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. You are a transgender.
What shows that I'm gay?
You are a transgender, yes, and you're a gay rights activist and an outspoken lesbian, homosexual. How can I describe you? Now, we're looking at the raging debate. You're a gay rights activist. Why should someone be gay? You're having a girlfriend.
Yes.
Do you perform the natural obligations?
I'm not sexually active right now.
So what are you doing with this lady?
By choice.
By choice.
Yeah. I've chosen not to engage.
Doesn't that make you gay?
What do you mean, doesn't that make me gay? I am male and attracted to a female.
So who is gay?
It's just so funny to see those two wildly different cultures collide in some interview. And if you watch the interview, he really is just lost. It's just lost. I don't understand. You said you were a gay activist, but you're not gay. Is someone gay? Who's gay? I don't. Hi, Jesse. My 12-year-old daughter became hooked after hearing your journalist intro. Will you please prove to her you actually read these by playing that for Emily? Of course I will, Emily, as an award-winning journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Ah, yes. Thank you to all the fans who helped put that little tidbit together. Doctor, what do you think of the fighting in Ukraine reverting back to trench warfare? Well, for those who don't understand what it's been like on the ground in Ukraine, and I say this as someone who hasn't been on the ground either, just from what I can understand from friends that know more than I do. Ukraine has turned into an artillery battle and a drone battle and a missile battle. Now, that's a very, very ugly thing. Artillery is unspeakably horrible. It's huge. It's scary. It's loud. It's devastating. And accurate artillery fire is just the most deadly, devastating thing in the world. The same thing for this missile technology. These missiles, they're lobbing at each other now. And drones. Drones, these suicide drones, are going to be a huge part of combat going forward until we figure out how we can knock drones out of the sky more easily. Because you can fly them accurately, and you don't need very much technology at all. Both of these militaries, from what I understand, yes, they have professional weaponized drones, but from what I gather from my friends, they're also using just drones you can order off Amazon. Just a normal drone that you would fly around and, I don't know, take pictures of the beach or the river or something like that. They're just strapping some explosives on them and flying them at people and cooking them off. So what happens when that happens? Well, when being on the surface of the earth becomes hazardous to your health for artillery and missile reasons and drone reasons, it's perfectly natural to drill down. That's what it's turned into, this grinding artillery thing. And I will tell you, I don't expect you to have any kind of an emotional tug when it comes to that. And I'm not going to act like I do, like I lay awake at night sobbing, oh my gosh, Russia, Ukraine. I'm not going to act like I do. But there have been 500,000, roughly, we don't know for sure, 500,000 young men have given their lives already in this nasty, nasty little affair. Isn't that so sad? Russian and Ukrainian men, And, you know, I understand there are women and kids who have died too because there are civilians involved. But for the most part, these are young men with their whole lives in front of them, and 500,000 in just some awful, ugly little affair sitting there praying that the next artillery shell doesn't land in your lap. It's just a friggin' horrible, man. It's really bad. Jesse, if the dirty commies were able to lock you up, sentence you to death for leading an anti-communist revolution, what would your last meal request be? Chips and queso. No question, chips and queso. Don't shake your head, Chris. Dessert? Dessert is probably going to be fried ice cream. I love fried ice cream. I think most people have Mexican restaurants in their area now, so they should be pretty aware of what fried ice cream is. But fried ice cream, it's just ice cream, at least the my favorite place here. They smash up Cinnamon Toast Crunch and coat the ice cream in it, and then they kind of deep fry it and then freeze it again. I don't know how they make it, but it's got cinnamon and chocolate syrup. It's the greatest thing ever. And for the main course, cheeseburger. Cheeseburger. Don't shake your head, Chris. Don't shake your head. People shake their head when I say that because people try to get fancy. And I'm white trash, so I don't have to worry about being fancy. And so when people say, when they say this, they say, man, I want a steak. I want lobster or something like that. And I love steak. I'm pro steak. You can call me Mr. Meat. Actually, don't call me that. I wish I had thought of that. That didn't come out very well. Please don't call me Mr. Meat. But I love steak. I love lobster. But you're telling me you have the perfect melty cheeseburger in front of you? You're telling me there's ever a superior option to that? What, Chris? Chris said, I'm not cooking it. If I request the world-famous Jesse Kelly burger, they may let me cook it. No, it's not going to be the canteen. It's going to be me, all right? I'll make my own cheeseburger, Chris. I think I know how I'm going to handle my death row better than you. I also know this. I know $14 is not a lot to ask when it comes to stopping child trafficking. American children are trafficked every day. American children are being trafficked around you. The average age is 14. They prey on these kids on these social media apps. Soon, these kids find themselves suckered into sending pictures or even worse, God forbid, meeting up. And then it really, really, really gets bad. The Acervo Project rescues these kids. They rescue the kids and they make sure the guys doing it go to prison for a very long time. That's what your $14 goes to. They ask for 14 bucks a month to support the greatest cause. ASSERVO. TheAcervoProject.org is where you go. That's also where the tip line is. If you're being trafficked or you need help, reach out, okay? TheAcervoProject.org. Go now. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I can't believe I didn't play this earlier. Did you hear the old ladies at The View? They've had enough of these daggone illegals clogging up New York City.
Well, frankly, you know, I think we need to find, and we've dealt with this before. I lived in Miami. I was a migrant, an immigrant in Miami in the 80s. You'll remember when we had the Mariel boat lift. Yes. 125,000 Cubans came in a matter of 6 months. It put tremendous stress on a city, on a community, on the social services. They need to be resettled elsewhere.
They need to be out. We're this massive country.
Well, and it's only going to get worse with global warming and climate change because people can't live in certain parts of this world.
Can you believe there are how many women sit down and watch that every day? What chance do you have to be anything but a complete and utter moron if you sit and consume that every day? Oh my gosh. Oracle, since you're not drinking Bud Heavy anymore, what's your new go-to beer? This is from Mike. Well, I'll be honest with you. Just you and me talking. I don't drink very much anymore. It's a very rare thing for me now. Just kind of got away from it. Figured it's probably better to do less rather than more. So I don't drink very much anymore. If we do, it's almost always at a local brewery now. We have really cool local brewers here. most places do now. The microbrew thing is cool. You know how we talk about putting our money where our morals are all the time? The truth is these big national chains, they're almost all crap. It's almost all ESG, DEI, Pride Month filth. It's almost all that stuff. And so I try to stay away from them. And if I can't find a flat-out right-wing business, I'll at least seek out a local business because the odds of them being on our team are more likely. The brewery we drink at here on occasion, but if we do go out for a beer or two, it'll be because there's a game on TV or there's game night there. I know, how old do I sound? There's freaking board game night. We go play board games, but we'll just go out there for a reason and I'll have a beer or two at some local brewery. I'm just such a big fan of local anymore. And the hard part, this is what sucks about local, is sometimes, definitely not all the time, but sometimes local's more expensive. So you have to make this moral choice, right? And I'm not telling you I always make the right moral choice, but you have to make this moral choice of, man, my local hardware store, they've got the ant killer for a dollar more than I could just go on Amazon and they'll deliver it to my house for a dollar less. And how do you make that call? I try to go local as much as humanly possible. And by the way, while I'm speaking of ants, I'm sorry. I'm tired of the lies that are being told by big ant in this country. These ant trap companies. And believe me, I'm talking to all of them. If you're an ant trap company, I'm talking to you. Why do I feel justified talking to you? Because no matter what, if you're an ant trap company, I have at least one of your ant traps in my home right now. Because I've bought every brand you can possibly buy. I have these ant traps staged all over my house like they're freaking landmines in Afghanistan. And these ants are still alive. And they say these lies on the packaging that, oh, the ants are going to walk in here and they're going to take the poison bait and they're going to bring it back and the queen's going to eat it and then she'll die and everything will be fixed. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I don't even think there is a queen. I think this is all more junk science and fake because these ants, they're more numerous now than ever. I think it's just ant food in the ant traps. I don't even think they're even pretending it's poison. What, Chris? Of course it's the perfect plan, Chris. Chris is right. It's the perfect plan so you buy more ant traps. You know how many ant traps I bought at the beginning? 4. Hold on, let me think. In one room alone that I can think of, in one room alone, I personally have placed 8 traps. And that's in the past couple days. I bet we own 30 ant traps. I bet we do. They are all over the house. The pantry has been unloaded, everything. And still, I have ant bites. The ants are biting my toes when I sleep at night. They bite my legs. There's no queen. There's no queen. Oh, wise bald one. I've been listening to you for a few months. I'm a 28-year-old father of one living in the communist paradise of Connecticut. You know what sucks? Connecticut is beautiful. I know that Chris has never been. He's never left the state of Texas. Michael, have you ever been to Connecticut? You ever spent any time there? It's gorgeous. Connecticut's way cool. They ruined all of our most beautiful places like Portland and Seattle and Connecticut. Anyway, with your thorough knowledge and enjoyment of history, have you ever considered applying to be a history teacher at a local school? I know this would fit well with your part-time radio schedule. It is no doubt that the U.S. school system could use more hardcore anti-communist teachers, especially in the history department. What say you? You know, I've never thought about that. I'll tell you, that's something when I retire one day, I could completely see myself doing. I could see myself doing that on the side. I think that'd be fun. Why are you mocking me, Chris? Why do you think you don't think I would do that? I would need way too much schooling? No, I'm not going back to school for it. I'm not going to do that. They were going to require me to go back to school? No. No, I'm just going to be a teacher. That doesn't require any schooling. How hard can that be? Come on, Chris. It's fine. It's fine. I'm not going back to school, Chris. You know what? If I do have to go back to school, I'll be prepped and ready because I'll have the energy thanks to chalk. I'll be strolling on that college campus, 65 years old, higher T levels than all the 19-year-olds on the campus, using natural herbal supplements. You see, at chalk, they make sure you don't have to run down to that local low T clinic and get a freaking injection in your arm. T levels are dropping because of estrogens in the water. That's not your fault. There's nothing you can do to get that estrogen out of the water. But you can make sure your T levels get back up to where they should be. With natural herbal supplements, a male vitality stack from Chalk, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. That's all I'm asking. 90 days. Subscribe, because that saves you 35%. Use it for 90 days and tell me how you feel. You'll end up staying on it forever. Female vitality stack for the ladies. Grab yourself some Chalk Lit powder for the mornings to start your day off right with vitamins and minerals and all these things. Chalk.com. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show during the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Here's old Fauci.
How worried are you that people will not follow advice to wear masks if we get to that?
I am concerned that people will not abide by recommendations. And we're not talking about mandates or forcing anybody. So I would hope that if, in fact, we get to the point where the volume of cases is such and organizations like the CDC recommend, CDC doesn't mandate anything. I mean, recommends.
Oh, we don't mandate anything. See what he's doing now? A big old CYA push. I would love to tell Jesse about my Bigfoot encounter less than 30 feet away. No trees, no brush, face to face. Would love for people to believe me, but it makes no difference. They're absolutely real, period. Why are you such a skeptic, Chris? Why do you have to have that look on your face? You didn't see what he saw. This is a dude who knows. It's not a bear. Bigfoot doesn't look anything like a bear. Now, you know what's sad about this, Chris? What if this guy's telling the truth? You can't disprove what he's saying. You can't disprove what he's saying at all. And automatically, you've called this man a liar. What does that make you? You believe he believes it? See, now you're not only calling him a liar, you're disrespecting him and calling him some kind of a nutball who sees things like Bigfoot. Now you're, oh, so he's not a liar. He's just a crazy person, Chris? No, see, that's mean. That's not right. I believe you, buddy. I believe you. Chris doesn't. Jesse, the old lady and me are empty nesters, and we're now looking for possibly a pull behind camper. The only camping I've ever done is in a tent. As a former RV salesman, can you give me tips on what I should consider when it comes to buying? Yes, rent your fun. Rent your fun. Until you find the exact RV you want to buy, go rent them because they depreciate like cars. Rent them for a while. Figure out what you want to buy, then go buy one. Jesse, I read the USA has passed the tipping point as far as the national debt is concerned. The article stated we're not able to pay the interest on the debt. What's next? Well, we can still pay the interest on the debt as it stands today. The problem is we have some things that are guaranteed. some costs coming that are guaranteed. Things like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, they have mathematical formulas where they can tell now, based on how many people we are and inflation, all these other things, they can calculate what the costs are going to be of those programs in the future, and they can calculate it with a lot of accuracy. It's not 100% sure, but it's a ton of accuracy. These are called unfunded liabilities, meaning, hey, we have this social program. Look, Social Security is a great example. We have this social program. You've been paying it as security your whole life if you've ever been paying a paycheck or if you've ever been given a paycheck. They're taking it out. You paid into Social Security. Now, that's a liability. The government owes that to you. You paid in. The government said the money will be there. The government owes that to you. Except the money's not there. But it won't be. I think it's 2034, 2035, she's running out. And this is the issue that people don't want to talk about because it's so boring. It's so boring and it doesn't really seem real, but there's going to be nothing that feels more real than this. When that money runs out, these programs are going to start getting cut. And that's what Americans have never experienced because we always just kept ringing up more debt and more debt and more debt. Oh, we don't have to cut it. We don't have to cut this. We don't have to cut that. But once your debt gets to a place where you can't really cover the interest on it anymore, where you're going to start defaulting on loans, where you're going to start not paying your bills, you don't have that choice anymore. The option to just take on more debt gets taken away from you. And we're heading towards that place fast where the option will be taken away from us. And once that option is taken away, the programs go away. Completely? No, probably not right away. They'll try to avoid that. So what will they do? When it comes to like Social Security, they're going to jack up the retirement age. First, it'll be a couple years. Then it'll be a couple more. Then it'll be a couple more. Soon, oh, sure, we'll give you Social Security once you turn 80. They're also never going to give you any kind of cost of living increase. Oh, sorry, no COLA for you, no cost of living increase. And here's the really, really bad part about it. When it gets to that point, they have no choice. You can get mad and yell at them all you want, and everyone will yell. Not you, but Normie Norm, who doesn't have any clue about this stuff. When you bring this stuff up to him, he says, oh, I don't want to talk about politics. You see the game last night? Norm will be the first one screaming at you when that Social Security check stops coming or gets reduced. Yeah, how did this happen? How did this happen? And then you'll be able to tell Norm what? What are you going to tell him? You voted for this, Norm.
The Treasury Department saying that the federal deficit right now is up 122% from a year ago. It's currently, year to date, at $1.6 trillion and still rising. Meaning we're spending more than we're taking in.
That's the thing. It's not just where we're at and where we're going. It's that nobody's changing anything at all. We're not changing direction here. The debt. It's just the worst thing in the world to talk about because no one wants to talk about it. Nobody cares. And you can't get through to people that when that problem comes and it's a guarantee that it'll come, it's all we're going to talk about. The Great Bald Oracle. I'm tired of the climate change cult. We've been fed climate bull for decades. If climate change was real, the banks wouldn't be giving out 30-year loans, so on and so on. Well, yeah, of course. It's all... Climate change is about destruction. Remember, the different branches of American communism, they really have different missions on what they're supposed to destroy. They do. The quote, civil rights, the Al Sharpton people that cry racism about everything, that tear down statues of Christopher Columbus, that's about destroying your history and making you ashamed of it. Your country's racist. Your country's evil. You should hate America. That's their wing. The LGBTQ demon mob, they're trying. Their job is to allow the government to destroy your church, which the government wants to do. That's really their main job. And their other main job is to destroy the American family, the nuclear family. We cannot have strong nuclear families. Strong nuclear families are the ultimate enemy of authoritarianism, of communist governments. That's why they always try to infiltrate and break up the family. Now, the climate change people, the genocidal monsters, they're there to destroy all prosperity, everything. That's their goal. They don't have a different goal. It's not to save anything. It's not to save the planet or the whales or the anything else. Their goal is to destroy all prosperity. Your heat, your air conditioning, your gas-powered car, your clothes, your economy, your everything. That's the beauty of all this climate change genocide stuff for these people. It really puts them into everything. They are given the freedom to get into everything. Freaking evil people, man. Jesse, what about an entire clothing line of trailer parks, anti-communist wife beaters and cut-off jean shorts, shower shoes, and trucker caps? Why is everybody making fun of my anti-communist do-rag idea? That's one. Two, do you think I would somehow be above having a trailer park line? Do you even know who I am? I've lived in a mobile home before. I have no problem with that. Those are my freaking people, pal. Those are my people. I like me a good wife beater. And I just, what? No, I didn't. The shirt I'm talking about, they're super comfortable. I'm not talking about Ike Turner. I'm not, quit. Focus. Anyway, I like your idea. You know what? Everybody needs their own anti-communist do-rag. You can put that on as soon as you're done drying off with your MyPillow six-piece towel set when you get out of the shower. Look, seriously, we talk about putting our money where our morals are. We were just going over this again. One of the best ways we can do this is to seek out the companies that don't just avoid doing woke stuff. What about the companies that use their money, use the money you spend with them to fight on your behalf? How many companies do you know of that fight harder for the things you want than MyPillow? Is there one? I don't think there's one that exists. Mike Lindell has spent millions of dollars fighting for the things we want, the things we care about. You need some towels? How about an all-USA cotton six-piece towel set from MyPillow? They're normally $79.98. Right now, $39.99, 50% in savings. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. 50% off, man. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call them, 800-845-0544. We have so much more. We still have more than an hour. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're still on Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember this. Remember. They upload the podcast version of the show when the show's done. If you miss even a minute, go download it. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, the iHeart Radio app is free. Also, remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm trying to set a record this Friday with Ask Dr. Jesse questions answered, because Chris was really mean and said some really hurtful stuff before the show about how I only got to like four questions last week. That's not entirely fair either, Chris. I ended up getting a little bit sidetracked.
My focus is just stay focused.
With the history stuff last week, and I don't know about you, pal, I didn't hear any complaining. Did you? Hello, Chief Peach Fuzz Head. That's not nice. What's the hierarchy of road trip snacks? I'm big on beef jerky and sunflower seeds, and I know chips have a top spot. Here's my problem with sunflower seeds on a road trip. It's not that I'm against them. I don't like having to have a spitter in the car to spit all the seeds out in. It's one, it's kind of gross. I don't want to come off like a chick here, but it's kind of gross. So I have to spit, and then the little seeds, I'm out on the sunflower seeds. And I'm going to say something else. And I know I'm going to catch heat for it. It's fine. It's my job to say hard truths out here. Hard truths. You know why?
You know, freedom is not free.
That's why. Beef jerky isn't that good. It's not. It's not. No, I've had good beef jerky. I'm not anti-beef jerky. If you give me a piece, I'm not going to recoil in horror. But I'll be frank. The juice ain't worth the squeeze sometimes. It's not. I don't mind having to chew a little bit on a piece of meat. I don't want to have to sit there and gnaw on it without end, like I'm some kind of cow in the frozen tundra trying to get to the... My jaw doesn't need that kind of a workout. No, thank you. And beef jerky, what, Chris? What? No, I don't need to up my chalk levels. That has nothing to do with the issue. Come on. Everyone knows what I just said is true. You know what's superior to beef jerky? You know what's better than beef jerky? The beef sticks. Like the sausage, like Slim Jims and stuff like that, only you can get with different ones. What, Michael? It's not a child version. That's the adult version of it. That's the adult version. No, well, I'm sorry. It's not a strongman competition when I'm getting gas station snacks. That's why I don't want beef jerky. What, Chris? What do I eat? Well, one, chips. First of all, there's chips. Two, I go to Buc-ee's when we do any road tripping down here, which I'm generally against road tripping. I'm not out there with all the women drivers, but I'm generally against it. But we go to Buc-ee's, and there's always some chips. Cup of coffee. Cup of coffee is the ultimate road trip. That's part of your road trip snack thing. Buc-ee's has a Philly cheesesteak burrito now. Philly cheesesteak burrito, fantastic. And the burrito is superior when you're behind the road because you can use one hand, Kamala that thing down, and you don't risk, if it's not too messy, you don't risk making any kind of a big mess. I know it's a snack, Chris. I didn't say it was a meal, did I? That is a snack. Last time I was snacking on it. So I'm a chips man. I'm a chips man. I don't generally do candy. I'm not huge on candy anyway, but I'm chips. I'll go chips. Now, when I say chips, you should understand that I have impulse control problems. I don't get like a bag of chips. I'll get two or three bags of chips. I go all in on the chips. What, Chris? Beaver nuggets? Chris, the audience says, people who don't live in Texas don't know what that is. Beaver nuggets are kind of light snacks that you get at Buc-ee's down here. I love them. I get the white cheddar ones and I just destroy them. But once I have that kind of junk food, I always make sure I'm prioritizing getting some decent food in me at the end of the trip. Why? Because we can't survive on empty calories, can we? You agree with that, don't you? So why then do we only give our dogs dog food? It's just empty calories. That's all it is. It's dead food. That's why dog food is brown. They kill everything in it. Your dog can't survive on chips and beaver nuggies. Your dog needs real nutrition. Give your dog Rough Greens. Pour it on your dog's food. It's created by a naturopathic doctor. Dennis Black is his name. A Green Beret. Fought for this country. And you pour it on the food. And what it does is it gives your dog all the nutrition they need. That's it. That's all they need. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega oils, digestive enzymes. All you have to do is give them a call and give it a try because they give out free bags of it. First bag's free. A Jumpstart trial bag. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? I still can't get over this little bit on The View.
But frankly, you know, I think we need to find, and we've dealt with this before. I lived in Miami. I was a migrant, an immigrant in Miami in the 80s. You all remember when we had the Mariel boat lift. Yes. 125,000 Cubans came in a matter of 6 months. It puts tremendous stress on a city, on a community, on the social services. They need to be resettled elsewhere.
They need to be out. We're this massive country.
Well, and it's only going to get worse with global warming and climate change because people can't live in certain parts of this world.
What do you think the collective IQ is of those ladies, gosh? Dear soon-to-be Shaolin monk. Shaolin? Shaolin monk. Shaolin. Anyway, I'm not Chinese. Anyway, I know you've said before on the world-famous Jesse Kelly show that if the martial art you practice is not represented in mixed martial arts, it is worthless. I was curious if you studied a specific discipline or style of martial arts. I love your show. I learned how to play taps on my bass and will play it for your hair. You know, that's not very nice. I thought that was going to be a really nice email, and then at the end it ended up being mean because I ended up buzzing my hair off. I've done a few things. I'm definitely not an expert on any of them. I've done a few things. A little bit of grappling. Some boxing, some kickboxing, a little bit of kung fu when I was younger, a few things like that. Yeah, a few things. Jesse, I agree with your analysis on them wanting to send the right to war. He's talking about World War III. I think you missed one important part. For those that draft dodge or help their kids draft dodge, they will be locked up. We need red states to step up now or we're in huge trouble. See, this is one of those things that's too far in the future, so it doesn't seem real. So nobody thinks we have to be proactive about this. But I'm telling you, this is something the red states are going to have to think about and consider. What if these irresponsible people, what if they really do get us into World War III?
The president has, I think, been too slow to keep the commitments that he's made publicly. But at least he's supporting the effort. I think he could have done it more skillfully, but he is supporting the effort, and I intend to continue to support it, and I hope the majority of my colleagues will feel the same way.
Here's the Secretary of State.
We are transferring to Ukraine assets seized from sanctioned Russian oligarchs, which will now be used to support Ukrainian military veterans. Those who have enabled Putin's war of aggression should pay for it. We're continuing life-saving humanitarian assistance. Emergency shelter for those whose homes Russia has destroyed. Medical support and health care for survivors of relentless Russian missile attacks and shelling. Food, clean drinking water, generators for communities. Today we're committing an additional $206 million toward that effort, much of which is dedicated to helping the more than 6 million Ukrainians who are displaced by Russia's war.
So what happens if Russia starts shooting back? Starting to threaten that a lot. What happens if they start shooting back? We have a military that's not even coming close to meeting its recruiting numbers. It's wild to think about, right? You know what else is wild? We still have an hour left. Are you ready? Hang on.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.